Now you shall make an altar as a place for burning incense. You shall make it of acacia wood. Its length shall be a cubit, and its width a cubit. It shall be square, and its height shall be 2 cubits. Its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around, and its horns. And you shall make a gold molding all around for it. You shall also make 2 gold rings for it under its molding. You shall make them on its 2 sides, on opposite sides. And they shall be holders for poles with which to carry it. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood. Shall put this altar in front of the veil that is near the Ark of the Testimony. In front of the atoning cover that is over the Ark of the Testimony, where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn. However, Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once a year. He shall make atonement on it with the blood of the sin offering of atonement once a year throughout your generation. It is more to the Lord.
The Lord also spoke to Moses, saying, when you take a census of the sons of Israel to count them, then each one of them shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord when you count them, so that there will be no plague among them when you count them. This is what everyone who is counted shall give: a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary.
The shekel is 20 dirhams.
Half a shekel as a contribution to the Lord.
Everyone who is counted from 20 years old and over shall give the contribution to the Lord.
The rich shall not pay more
contribution to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves. And you shall take the atonement money from the sons of Israel and give it for the service of the tent.
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also make a basin of bronze, with its base of bronze for washing. And you shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar. And you shall put water in it. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet from it. When they enter the tent, they shall wash with water so that they do not die. Or when they approach the altar to minister by offering up a smoke of fire, sacrifice to the Lord, so they shall wash their hands and their feet so that they do not die. And it shall be a permanent statute for them, for throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take also for yourself the finest of the spices, of liquid myrrh 500 shekels, and of fragrant cinnamon half as much, 250, and of fragrant cane 250, and of cassia 500, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And of olive oil a hin, you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, a fragrant mixture of ointments, the work of a perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And you shall anoint the tent of meeting with it, and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all its utensils, and the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering, and all its utensils, and the basin and its stand. You shall also consecrate them, so that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them shall be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them so that they may serve as priests to me. Furthermore, you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generation. Spices stacked on nickel and galbanum, spices and pure frankincense. There shall be an equal part of each. You shall make